Now in chapter 51, he continues that. Babylon is to be suddenly destroyed. We'll see that when we get to the 5th chapter of Daniel. Verse 5, "For Israel hath not been forsaken, nor Judah of his God, of the Lord of hosts, though their land was filled with sin against the Holy One of Israel." And then verse 8, "Babylon is suddenly fallen and destroyed. Howl for her, take balm for her pain, if so be she may be healed." And that, of course, again, that was literally fulfilled. And it was to become a place of perpetual desolations. God says that, verse 25, "Behold, I'm against thee, O destroying mountain, saith the Lord, which destroyest all the earth, and I will stretch out mine hand upon thee." And verse 26, "They shall not take of thee a stone for a corner, nor stone for foundations, but thou shalt be desolate forever, saith the Lord." That's God's word concerning Babylon, and you can look at it today. And he continues on here, verses 36 and 37. Now, we come to chapter 52, and I've already looked at that in connection. You will recall back when we were looking at the destruction of Jerusalem under Jehoiachin. Now, he was taken into captivity, and he's the last of the line of David, and it was him that God said, "No one of the line of Coniah, Jehoiachin, will sit on the throne." Now, he died down in Babylon. Here we have it, verse 31 now, the 52nd chapter of Jeremiah. "It came to pass in the 37th year of the captivity of Jehoiachin, king of Judah, in the 12th month, in the 25th day of the month, that Evil-Merodach, king of Babylon, the first year of his reign, lifted up the head of Jehoiachin, king of Judah, brought him forth out of prison, spoke kindly unto him, set his throne above the throne of the kings that were with him in Babylon, changed his prison garments, and he did continually eat bread before him all the days of his life, and for his diet there was a continual diet given him of the king of Babylon, every day a portion until the day of his death, all the days of his life." That ends the line of David through Solomon. No one in that line will sit upon the throne of David, but another line, and that's the line of Nathan, another son of David, and Mary came in that line. Jesus was born in that line. That's the reason this is given at the end of Jeremiah. Next time, we look at the book of Lamentations.